Joining us now, our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont and upstate New York's most complete locally owned home center, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Rouse's Point, New York, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, did you enjoy your Super Bowl get-togethers?
I did enjoy my Super Bowl get-together. Of course, like I said, the last 10 years have been a rebuilding year for me. I'm a Giants fan, so really I was just there for the Bournemouth wing.
There you go. I'm glad to. Ranch or blue cheese?
Oh, ranch. Yeah, absolutely.
The only answer to that question was blue cheese. I didn't even think I had to ask it.
Well, I mean, they're both good. It's just if I want mold, I'll make something old in my basement.
They're both good, but blue cheese is the only answer. Let's talk about light bulbs, though. I don't even know how to talk to you anymore. Let's talk about light bulbs.
Okay, so light bulbs are getting a little more and more complicated. The start of this year, the state of Vermont passed a law saying that certain mercury-containing lights, like the old shop lights, the old glass tube lights, can't be sold in the state anymore, so stores have had to pull those off of their shelves. And they're one of the most popular bulbs that we sold, so basement lights, shop lights, a lot of guys have them in their garage, above their workbenches. They make two different sizes, a T8 and a T12, and the only thing that talks about is the diameter of the bulb. So anyway, the state said that you can't sell these starting in 2024, so people need to go to LED equivalents, and I've had a lot of customers that are coming in looking for these older bulbs. If you can find them and you want spares, you know, you can buy them up. They're not supposed to be on the shelves. The biggest idea with the state is that when CFLs or fluorescent light bulbs came out, they did save energy because there was no actual filament like an old light bulb that would light up. It would just bounce the electrons inside of the vapor and the mercury that was inside of them. Of course, that led to the problem of getting rid of the mercury. So now they're going to LED equivalents. You should be able to buy LED bulbs without having to swap out the guts or the ballast of the fixture that you have and pop them right in. They will use less power. They'll throw off the same amount of light. They don't throw any heat, and they last a lot longer. So as far as light bulbs go, everyone is kind of being forced into LEDs, which isn't a bad thing, but it's something that customers are going to have to get used to.
I'm always, whenever I go shopping, I'm always, I don't know if confused is the right word, but I'm trying to figure out, like, what light bulb you can use in what light socket, right? Like, some lights, they're 40 lumens, they're 80 lumens, they're not meant for indoor use. I always have a hard, like, I would like one standard light bulb. Evidently, there's not. And so I always have a hard time trying to figure out exactly which light bulbs belong in what parts of my house.
Right, so the easiest thing to do is to bring one of the burnt-out bulbs with you, because there are different size bases. You know, there's the small bases, almost like little candles that you put in your window at Christmas time. That's called a candelabra base. Then there's a standard base, which is called an A19 or an A21, which is a standard base that we're all used to. And then there's smaller bases than that, bigger bases than that. So the best thing to do is to bring it in. Most of the time now, the packaging is going to tell you, a lot of them have like a little size gauge on the side of them. And they'll also have a rating on the front that has a number with a K following it. And that's going to tell you what kind of white light it is. So there's like a 3500K, which is going to be more of like a warm yellow light. If it says 5000K or higher, it's going to be more of a crisp white light. So that depends on the setting and where you want it and what you're going to use it for.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are online at sticksandstuff.com. Again, that is sticksandstuff.com. You can find them Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Rouse's Point, New York, and Swanton Lumber. Kyle, be well. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds good. Hopefully shed some light on the situation.
You've been waiting all day to use that one, no doubt.
I have.
Right now it's 4:53.